This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 108. It's like food in my mouth.
Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sister.
I'm Pandalicious.
And I'm Magic Mystic Girl, and I am asleep.
Obviously.
At least we have you here.
I was not paying attention.
At least you're here.
Yes. I did not.
You're snoring, that's my fault.
I didn't put you in the closet this time. And forget, see? Fool me once. Well, the thing is, I won't get fooled again, as to quote the president.
Well, let's hope. Yeah, right.
But enough about politics, people. We're here to talk about video games, tech gadgets, and anime. We do it here on the podcast. We also do it on our website, which is www.electricsisterhood.com. Or you can use a short address, which is...
esh.mobi. That's esh.mobi. The short address will bounce you to the long one. You can check out any articles that we've written in the week or past weeks in the archives. You can listen to our podcast via live stream on our site through any RSS read on iTunes, and we also are a part of the All Games Network.
You can catch our show airing Monday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific time on the All Games Radio Network, as well as tune into other shows that Pandalicious and Magic Mystic, I'm doing air quotes here, will be pod crashing.
I am.
Eventually.
So. I'm working on it myself.
I know you guys need to get out there.
I want to be out there. I have a damn day job. Having to pay rent.
I'm a wallflower. If you don't come to me and ask me for something, I'm not gonna go to you for it because I'm afraid of you. Because you're internet people, and I don't know you.
And my mom said never talk to strangers.
Oh, fucking shit,
wait,
man.
Strangers are the nicest.
You were on the subway talking to strangers.
Yeah, but that's different.
You could see
I
them.
I'm quite sure that they are rapists at that point, and I don't have to worry about it.
I see.
It's the uncertainty that scares me.
Not everybody you meet on the subway is racist. Some of them...
Racist or rapist?
Oh, how about a rapist? Oh, I thought you said racist.
I'm white. I don't have to worry about racists.
Oh, yes, you do.
You should need to worry about racists.
Worry about the minorities.
Anybody else in this here conversation going on? I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've worn my fuck whitey shirt, but I'm getting off topic.
You ever seen Titus's fifth annual End of the World tour?
No.
Oh, it's so awesome.
Oh wait,
it's the one where he apologizes to everyone and he's like, black people, I'm sorry. We imported you because we needed your help building shit. Because we killed all of the Indians. Indian people, I'm sorry. We kicked out all the Mexicans. Mexican people, I'm sorry. And then he's like, all right, everyone here. Every white person in here, I want you to stand up and say, hello, my name is Whitey, and I apologize. 1, 2, 3. And everybody does it. And he's like, and all of you other people out there, take our apology. Did you see how fast we just get organized?
That's actually good. I wish I had seen it.
That was good. I've got
the audio CD of that one. Okay. It's so funny.
I have to check that out. The other thing that I check out and encourage you all to do is some of the other shows that air the All Games Radio Network, like Dead Pixel Live, Super Happy Fun Time Show, Evil Avatar, AGI, Fantastic Forum, Platform Nation. God, there are so many great shows over there. You've got to check them all out, including ours.
Yeah, us too.
Yes, because we're here, but we're also there.
Chances are, if they're listening to us saying this, they're checking out our show.
True.
Very true. But sometimes people...
On the off chance that they might hear this clip by someone else.
I think we can all kind of agree that sometimes people can be present but not actually be present.
Yeah.
So we could just be background noise, and they might not be listening for comprehension until just this moment.
Oh, well, see, I know you guys are background noise, so...
In this moment...
I'm background and no bitch. Anyway...
I ain't no bitch's white noise. I'm just kidding. I'm my own white noise. On Mondays, I play our latest podcast while I'm cleaning. And I'm like, I miss you guys.
I don't listen to us until months later because I remember everything we've said. But I try not to listen to us at all because I want to talk.
It's weird. And every time I've been on another show in the past week, they're always like, what's your topic from this week's show? I'm like, I don't know. Yeah, like, I don't remember. Just listen to it and figure it out.
You don't even remember your topic, like, the next day?
No, I seriously don't. I'm just like, what? I actually spoke about something the other day?
See, I kind of know my topics.
Because you write it down. And then the one time I write my notes, you guys, like, anally raped my segment last week. And I had nicely written notes.
You had great notes. I thought it was a very good show.
Yeah, but you guys wouldn't even really let me speak.
And I would never, ever anally rape you.
And I was drunk and trying to read.
Yes.
Drunk reading.
Drunk reading on the interwebs. Do it. But only if you're 21.
Yeah.
With that, I think it's time to actually get down to the nuts and bolts of the show. So I'm actually going to pass the mic to Magic first because I think...
Oh, wait. I was supposed to say something else.
What?
What were you supposed
to say? Really fast. Did you get an email from the head of All Games Network? Friend guy, Scott guy?
Which of us are you asking?
About the tokens?
No.
Did you hear about the tokens?
No, I haven't read my email today. It was a long day. I was in a chair for many hours.
All right, well, then never mind. We'll announce on the next show then.
If you know something you want to announce it, announce it. Shit.
The All Games Network is holding out a sweepstakes, and each one of us as hosts get a token.
Oh, and can I be the token black person?
No.
Oh, it's not that kind of token.
Not like that.
Oh,
we each get a token.
I'm the token white person.
That's yeah, and right. in this,
you are a token.
This is the majority. I'm the minority.
Guys, let me finish.
Hey, no, but you are the token because
guys,
you are so
guys.
And blonde. I mean, you are our token.
Guys,
white person. Okay,
guys,
sorry.
But we each get a token, and we can give it to any of our listeners. So, say somebody comments on a random article, and we think it was that awesome, we can give that person a token. And then that person can go, and they're going to make, like, a crane game over at AGI, like, you know, through their JT Justin TV,
mm-hmm.
you know, their video.
Mm-hmm.
And you can, you know, act out. You know, they're going to have Jessica, I think, put her hand like a crane, and you can tell her to go left or right or back and then grab. And then she's going to grab something out of this giant box of awesome gaming stuff, and you get to win it. But we have to give 3 people tokens by the 31st of August.
Oh, dude.
So you listeners out there, you might want to start reading our shit more.
Start kissing up.
Bitches, stop commenting.
You might want to leave us.
Gesundheit.
Excuse me.
you might want to find a way to make yourself stand out because we each get one. So you need to impress Ninja, myself,
or Matt. Oh, my God, that's impossible. Well, no, it's not impossible, but...
It's not impossible.
You gotta do this.
You know, I mean, we could just give them out right now to just random people. We could.
Can I keep mine?
No. You keep yours. Have to give it out.
We have to give it out.
Speaking of
I'll give mine to Panda. Panda, you give yours to Ninja, and Ninja, you give yours to me.
It doesn't work like that.
No,
we're the hosts. We have to give it to listeners.
Why are we always giving away cool shit, but we don't get cool
shit? I got some cool shit to give to you guys.
Yeah, when you mail it, which you're never going to do.
I am. I got a car this weekend, dude.
Sweet. I just nearly drowned in tea.
Oh, my God. That's bad.
Anyway, there should be a formal mail. But anyway.
Probably is. Like I said, been in a chair 7 hours today.
Ow. Is your ass numb? Do you have numb ass?
I do have numb bum going on
numb
right now.
Numb bum, numb bum. You can't feel your bum, numb bum. Numb.
Yeah, it's going to be that kind of show, and I don't even have Patron in my cup this time.
Me neither!
Anyway.
I'm drinking strawberry juice.
I'm drinking Imp.
I'm drinking grape drink.
Grape
yeah, my mom
drink!
Found it at Trader Joe's. I didn't think, like, strawberry, you know, like, apple juice exists and et cetera, et cetera. I didn't think strawberry juice existed.
You can juice just about everything.
That actually kind of sounds gross.
Anyway, Mike of a Thousand Truths, going to magic.
Oh, man, but I wasn't paying attention.
Well, now
you're never paying attention.
Okay, so recently I've been reading more fan fiction than anything real, and I found some really awesome Pet Shop of Horrors fan fiction, which led me to try and talk to a friend of mine, wrong button, about it, and she was like, what's Pet Shop of Horrors? So I pulled out all my Pet Shop of Horrors.
Wrong button.
Yeah, and forced her to read it. It was really funny. I went and sat at her house yesterday for 8 hours while she read it.
It made her read it? Like, read.
Like, sat her down. Yeah, I sat her down in her bedroom and made her read it.
Who taught you Octagon?
And then I sat down last night and read it myself in, like, a third of the time it took her to read it. Because I'm a crazy speedrunner.
Damn.
It's pictures. Yeah.
So, for all those out there who don't know what Pet Shop of Horrors, Pet Shop of Horrors was one of the first ones we bonded over, wasn't it, Panda?
Yes.
Pet Shop and Sensual Phrase.
Yeah. Duh.
Because we were both like, yeah, like every time we heard one had come out, we'd be like, oh my god, did you hear the new Pet Shop came out? And we'd be like,
yeah. It's like, yeah, I totally sat in Walden Books and read it because I didn't have enough money to buy it right then.
Oh, we were so cute and poor back then.
I know.
Now you're just poor.
Now we're just poor. The cute went away.
Aww.
So, Pet Shop of Horrors, well, it's kind of like a Twilighty Zone sort of thing, where all of his stories have to do with his pet shop, and this guy, Count D, who's really, really mysterious, and he's selling people all of these really strange pets.
And he looks like sometimes... a woman.
What?
He looks like a woman. He's very pretty for a man.
Yeah, he's a very pretty Chinese man, and he wears his what's the Chinese version of a kimono?
No, that's not a yukata. No, that's Japanese.
That's Japanese as well.
We just Whatever. Say kimono.
Yeah, he wears a China doll dress thing.
He's so
okay.
He is. He's very.
I'm following.
And he's got the long, elegant nails and the pretty painted lips.
He acts
and
very feminine, and he likes sweets.
He likes sweets and tea.
Yes.
He loves his tea. Anyways, and he's got like dual toned eyes and blah blah blah, and he's not human. But they never really explain what he is that I remember. Anyways, because I don't have volume 7 and 8, which. All the interesting shit happens in volume 7 and 8, so I wasn't able to read.
Oh, well, they show you what he is, but they don't tell you what it is. They just show you the picture, and you're kind of like, what is that?
What the fuck is that?
Exactly. And then you're like, oh, okay.
Okay, so the pets that he sells people are like weird shit. Everything from perfectly normal animals to things that'll tear you apart and go bump of the night.
Okay.
Bump, bump.
And this detective, Leon... starts getting saddled with these cases. He's a homicide cop, and he starts, you know, all of these weird cases end up leading back to D. So he starts, you know, what the fuck are you up to, D? And he's all in D's face at all times of the day. And sometimes D helps solve the cases, but a lot of times it's D's fault, but he still gets away with it. And D's got this attitude, like, he doesn't care about humans, but he really cares about animals kind of thing. And it's really interesting because a lot of the time he leads Leon through weird experiences and stuff and never really explains anything to him. He just makes him try and figure it out for himself. So it's just, and then things culminate in the 7th and 8th volume and weird shit happens, but that's all spoilers and I'm not going to go there.
Okay.
Spoilers! But
the real reason I reread it was because I've been reading a lot of D. Leon Slash.
Uh-oh.
And was like, okay,
I don't know if Ninja knows what Slash means.
Yeah, I do. I've read Kirk's Box stories. I admit it.
I couldn't make myself do it, but I almost read a Luke Vader Slash.
No.
My brain stopped. I was like, Luke Slash Vader. Ew.
I was like morbidly
interested. And I was like, I kind of want to, but no. But I kind of want to... No.
No, don't go
just
there.
No.
Just
and then another one I thought about maybe reading that made my brain stop when I was reading the summary was a Naruto World of Warcraft crossover.
What?
I do not believe that.
No, it's I didn't even read the rest of the summary. I was just like...
No.
In my head, this little Naruto was going after his tier gear and was PvPing and raiding, and then my brain crashed.
Could you imagine him, like, fawning over a Night Elf chick? I don't think so. Like, believe it! And she'd be like, no.
Which of the Which of the base species do you think he'd be?
He's human.
He couldn't be human. He'd be. What would he be?
Undead. I'm just kidding.
What if he was a night elf?
Oh God! You made me throw up a little bit in my mouth. That was gross.
Isn't that terrible?
That is terrible.
So I started debating with myself about how realistic D. Leon would be. Okay. And reading through again, it is crazy how goddamn obvious the pairing is. Because the entire time, Leon's always pissing off D, and, you know, lesser humans have been killed for things like that, but D's always putting up with his shit and humoring him and showing him stuff that he probably shouldn't be showing him. And it's just things like D saying, "One day I'm not going to be able to let you go, detective," and like, he gets kissed a lot by a lot of girls. It happens like 4 times in the series, and every time he gets kissed, he gets wicked pissed at whoever kissed him and then looks at Leon.
He's ready to jump out and be like, "Hey, don't touch my man."
Yes, seriously. It's really, really funny. And
out of character for him, though. He wouldn't
If you go back and read them, he's not as dignified as you remember him. I was like really, really surprised at how many times he actually broke down and was yelling back at Leon. I was like, I don't remember him being that hot tempered, but he really is. He sinks to Leon's level a few times. So what do you think, Panda? You've read it too. What do you think of D. Leon?
Well, because they make D very feminine, it looks kind of normal. It's natural. A couple of times reading the manga, like half the time I'd forget that he was male, and then I would forget he wasn't human. So I was always hope they end up together. Like, I can totally see them.
I'm saying D. Leon, not Leon D. Which in slashes,
him the... Oh!
Yeah.
Like... Wait a minute.
No, do you remember the one? Do you remember the one where the bird came to him and asked him to destroy the she was deeply in love with they were the last two of their species and they were deeply in love, but then they artificially inseminated another bird with her husband's
What?
Yeah. I remember one which you speak.
I don't know if I explained that, but the animals in Pet Shop of Horrors, all of them look human to D. And depending on the storyline, they can look human to their owners and look human to everybody.
Okay.
So they're all humanoid-looking. They're all kind of furries, I guess, because they still have tails and ears and wings and shit. But, so this is, she comes to Dee and asks him to destroy this child that wasn't theirs because she says it's, like, an affront to their love and blah, 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 blah. And he goes all, like, ninja and is wearing black clothing and is, like, dodging, he goes to the zoo and he's dodging lasers and shit. He's like a crazy martial artist, and he takes down Leon at one point. If you remember that,
I think so. I think I know. I remember what.
So
story.
it's like he's a lot stronger and meaner than he looks, and he's not human, which gives another leg on Leon. So I can kind of understand where the D Leon comes in. Leon D doesn't appeal to me as much.
Well, because that's how they kind of set it up in the manga, so that's already kind of the basic. So they
had it's D knows everything and is kind of humoring Leon and leading him on and stuff.
But now it's like, so D's in the main seat in this.
Excuse me.
Man, that's actually kind of hot.
Okay. Go ahead.
I just have a question. Does it mean that the first person in the list is the bitch?
No, the first one
is the controller. And then the one behind them is bitch.
I'm not going to go into Sam and Nuke, but.
That's all I wanted to know.
So, oh, yeah, God, the first
if you read something that you were like, I can kind of see that working, and now that you know what it means, it's like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Oh.
I haven't read Pet Shop, so I can't even put a face.
It's a very pretty.
He's really girly, but at the same time, he's also, like, wicked tough, and it's all just a front.
Like, believe it or not, Ninja, you probably would like this manga, because you know how, like, when I was talking about Hell Girl and how it's exposition?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Pet Shop
a lot
of Horror does
thing.
That
this
same
is
thing.
All, it's very episodic. It's about the people who buy their pets and their issues. And basically, D is like a judge. He finds people, and if they're like innocent, whatever, he finds a pet that'll help them and make their lives better.
If they're selfish and greedy, he gives them one that will
greedy,
fuck them
gives
up.
Them something to fuck them up.
I need to read this.
You would like it, I think.
Yeah,
immense.
You'd love it. I've got the first 6 volumes, and then the first volume of the second season, whatever you call the second series of books, because it's not really a season, That's another thing that upsets me. He leaves at the end, and the second season, I've only read the first volume. I don't know how much of it's out yet. There's no Leon, because he's in Tokyo. He's not in L.A. anymore.
Right, and, yeah.
But it's really funny, because at the end of the book, there's a chapter where he's in Berlin.
Oh, no.
And Leon tracked him down to Berlin.
Because Leon
ran,
again,
which is how he ended in Tokyo. And the only reason I read it was because of the D. Leon...
Right.
Paradigm. You know, the Leon being angry and yelling and Dee being irritatingly calm about everything. And it was just, they were great together. And I don't know, I don't know how well that can continue into a series, another series if Leon's not around. So I'm really, really hoping, really, really hoping that Leon tracks Dee to Tokyo soon.
Because that's just awesome. Because they were a good pair in the
awesome
first season.
They were an awesome pair. And no, but like other little things, like every time Leon gets dumped, Dee is like ecstatic.
Because he wants it.
He totally wants it.
Yeah, he totally wants his nutsack. It's like, I want it. Can I have it? No, not now. Okay, I'll wait.
No, it's like he humors him. Like he is a lion or something.
He's like, and I'm going like, to eat you, know, but not right now.
He knows when to pull and when to push and stuff.
He does.
Oh my god, if I had a... Let me stop.
It's like, if I had a penis...
He humors him like he's a stray animal. Like,
he
you
does.
Know, making sure he's always around and treating him just the right way and blah, 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 blah. And it's just, it's really, really funny.
He's taming him.
He is. At one point, he's talking in Chinese to, this is one of the very first episodes. He's looking for the egg. You remember the Christmas one where he's looking for the dragon egg? Because he accidentally split it with the turtle egg.
Yep.
And he's like, fuck, I have to go get that egg. I have to find it. And he goes to the dentist because he's like, oh, I ate too many sweets. And then he gets to like a crazy dominatrix dentist chick.
Yep.
And they're speaking in Chinese, and she's like, oh, so you found a new one. And he's like, yeah, I'm taming him. And she's like, he could be fun.
I miss mangas like those.
Yeah, there really aren't so many awesome ones anymore. Although there's, what is it? There's another one by the same author. What was it called?
I don't know.
It has to do with reincarnation and,
Oh, I hear the interwebs.
Yeah, I'm typing.
I'm not. Sounds like
I can't remember what it is off the top of my head, but it's about this. It's basically like the Dalai Lama, but not officially, because it's this other figure, but basically the same freaking thing. And he's reincarnated, and all these spirit animals have to come and try and find him, and he doesn't believe them when they say that he's the next, and half of the animals don't believe him, and yeah. And I'm trying to remember what it's called.
And the interwebs is failing you.
Oh, here it is. Genji no Seiza. Oh, and Kamen Tente. I forgot about that one, too.
Krasuntite.
That one's about this kid that writes detective stories, only the detective from his detective stories starts showing up in the real world, and he's all like, what the fuck? And it's cool. That's a good one, too. So check out everything you can find by Matsuri Akino, because she's just, her art is beautiful. It's so gorgeous. And her storylines are awesome. And they all are pretty much fantasy, which is why I love them. One thing that was really interesting to see, though, in these old volumes is how bad Tokyo Pop was when they started out. Because, like, sound effects that were edited out and stuff are really obvious. They leave either giant blank spots or they weren't edited out entirely and stuff. And a lot of apostrophes and things are omlauts instead of the apostrophe that they're supposed to be. So it's really interesting to see how far Tokyo Pop has come.
Well, one thing that I'm going to try and line up for you guys is to actually interview a couple of people, one of which is a friend of ours that's no longer with Tokyo Pop, to kind of talk a little bit about how, you know, the state of anime and more so manga are right now here in the States. Because one thing...
I have the feeling it's dying a little.
There's a lull right now.
Dude, it's trending down. I mean, New Type became PIQ.
PIQ.
Which PIQ isn't bad, but it's not
it's not as devoted as it was.
Then you've got the downsizing at Tokyo Pop. Pretty much the only one, I don't know that anything's going on at Manga. Every time I've gone to their website to try and get somebody to contact us back about getting on their PR list and finding out about stuff that they're releasing, I get nada. And sometimes the site doesn't even load right for weeks, so I don't know that there's anybody there actually paying attention
that,
to
One thing that I've noticed, I spent a lot of time on DA, like I explained a few weeks ago, and, oh god, that was like months ago now, wasn't it? Anyways.
Yeah, because you went MIA for a while.
Yeah, I did. It's because I was in a closet.
But now she's out.
Closet.
Oh my god, there's a midget! Midget!
No, magic!
There's an evil monkey in there! There's an evil monkey in my closet! Anyways. What I was saying is that I have a lot I watch a lot of the Tokyo Pop, the American artists on DA, and a lot of them were dropped. Mm-hmm. Like, My Cat Loki is done. I think Replay made it. And I think, what's that other one? The one by Marty, Marty something or other. I think she made it too. But a lot of the Rising Stars of Manga stuff was just shut down because they couldn't support it anymore.
Yeah, and I'm really kind of surprised because, you know,
they were the only ones that did that, and I thought that was amazing. I loved that.
Yeah, so. I'm really curious to find out what's really going on there because there seems to be more things, or at least I'm presuming that there are more things that are being licensed, you know. Geass is now running on Adult Swim. They just finished running through Death Note. They're bringing on, by the time this show airs, they will have brought on a new anime series that they're starting to run on Saturday night. So even they are putting more of an effort to bringing anime back into the lineup for the weekend and not just running Naruto movies and Naruto everything with a splash of Ben 10 in there.
The thing is that the anime industry is not all that connected to the manga industry. No. I think the manga industry is curling up and dying, but yeah. I don't think the anime industry is as affected.
I mean, Viz just started making things available through the iTunes store.
Yeah, it's all digital, all the hard copies. Like I went to Borders a few weeks ago, and they had they must have downsized it to oblivion because I couldn't find the manga section. At all. They used to have four shelves, and now it was just gone.
I don't think that manga is doing so well, which is really funny because if you watched any of the Comic-Con coverage, you had people talking about how well the graphic novel is doing and that, you know, manga is really, really picking up steam here, and I really only think that that's the case on the West Coast. I'm seeing it die on the East Coast. I'm not seeing as many people held up, you know, in the Barnes & Noble or in a Borders in a manga aisle. You know, they were talking about these rows and rows of manga books in a Tower Records, and I'm like, dude, where's their Tower Records?
Yeah, seriously.
So, I'm just curious to see if there's a more devoted group on the West Coast.
Well, that seems like it's always kind of been the case, because they're closer to Japan. They could just, you know, hop the ocean and get there. I don't know if that has any effect on it, but it seems like California has always been much more the otaku culture than it is on the East Coast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm curious about that and why, because as far as importing, it's just as easy to import through California and run it this way as it is, you know, to hop the other way over land. But I'm just really curious because I'm definitely seeing a shift. And most of the people that I talk to, you know, during my day job, it's really funny. Almost all of them that are around our ages are huge anime buffs. I've actually got a friend who her major is Japanese culture and she's learning to read and write and loves to translate my shirts for me, which is great. But all of them dig anime, going back to the old school days of anime, Japanese culture, movies, tech gadgets, the video games. I found out I'm literally working in a bevy full of, like, we've got 120 employees, like 100 of them video game freaks. I was like, are you kidding? We need a game night. Holy shit, fuck, dude. But I find it very interesting that manga isn't an active thing that they're collecting anymore. Like, the more and more I've been talking to people just the last couple weeks, because it piqued my interest, you know, they're not buying anything new. They're going back and rereading what they already have.
Yeah.
You know, like, this week, everybody was swapping around copies of The Watchmen, mostly because people are trying to expose new people to the graphic novel before the movie comes out, which I thought was great because there are just copies of it flying all over, and I'm like, oh my god, sometimes I actually like working here. But at the same time, I'm like, I started talking about some of the stuff that Tokyopop sent us from their, you know, upcoming rising stars of manga, and they kind of glanced through it and things like that. Yeah, that's neat, and then just dropped it. Like, didn't even want to take the time to get to know the title. Or it seemed like nobody really wanted to be curious about something that didn't have some kind of mainstream push behind it. And I'm noticing more and more of that happening with manga, and it's starting to happen with anime. There are a lot of people now that if it hasn't aired on TV network, they don't know about it and they don't want to know about it. And that's kind of surprising to me because I think that our community is an exploratory community.
Yeah.
That's
we like getting our hands on as we're hoarders. We like getting our hands on as much as we possibly can.
Yes, as long as it's, you know, dubbed, I'm good. If it's dubbed in Spanish and they're speaking Chinese, I'm screwed. Or Japanese, I'm really screwed. So if you could just sub it in English, that would be great. Because I don't want to have to get a translator to translate the Spanish that's translating Japanese or Chinese. Thank you. My couple cents and a half.
Yeah, so that's my rant on DeLeon and on how sad I am that manga's going shit side up. What?
Shit side up? Who lives there? All right, let me stop.
I've been saying that a lot recently, and I have no idea why. Because before, like, last week, I had never said shit side up once, and now I've said it, like, 10 times.
It's a good one. I kind of like it. I'm actually writing it down right now.
My favorite word for like a week was circle jerk.
I know. I noticed. I don't even hang out with you, and I noticed. We're saying circle jerk every 5 minutes.
Mine.
It's like, that's a total circle jerk.
At least I seem to have gotten beyond blah blah blah. And
that's good.
I know this is the first time I haven't heard you say it until right then.
Yeah.
Right then. Well, that wasn't that one really doesn't.
That
count.
Was a demonstrative, so that doesn't count.
Yeah. The other thing I've been saying a lot that I have no idea why is, like, I'll be, like, talking about something, and then I'll end it up with, and I love it so hard, or, and I hate it so hard. And
I know, you've been saying so hard a lot. Is there something you want so hard?
I don't know.
I'm going to be good. I'm going to be good.
Oh, don't be good. It's boring when you're
good. Mine, the one that I...
No, you're like, man, that was so hard. It's like, what was... Did I miss it?
The one that I've been using a lot, so much so that I actually made new shirts, I just haven't written about it on the website, is Diddy Gaff.
I used that the other day. I did.
Oh, I love
and
Dilly
I had to
Gaff.
Explain it. It wasn't half as funny.
Oh, I love the Dilly Gaff. I'm all about it. Do I look like I give a fuck? Oh, it's gold. Buy the shirts, people. We now have Dilly Gaff for boys.
My first Dilly Gaff for kids.
And Dilly Gaff for the youngins. Anywho.
Alright, I'm done. You guys want the mic?
Yeah, you can just leave it right there because we're both talking about the same thing. I think.
Yep, I'm going to be left out of loop again. I know it.
It's okay. It's alright. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, I feel so welcomed.
We are going to be talking about SoCalibur 4 because we got our hands on it. Although Panda got her hands on it before me.
I always do. I'm always.
Always.
Well, first, who was that?
What? Mikey.
She turned into a pony.
She just did. What is that? What do they call
it? My little panda pony.
My little pony, panda style. I did a little whinny. I whinnied.
Yes, you did.
Sorry.
Anyway, I'll let you go first.
Okay. So well, we're talking about the same thing, so it's not really a big deal.
I know,
goes first.
But, all right, well, I'll throw out the first topic then, and we can then discuss.
Okay.
How hard do your thumbs hurt? Because mine, I can't really feel the tops right now.
Well, mine feel good right now because right after last night, after I got pwned up the ass, I stuck them in cold ice cubes because I don't know ice cubes that aren't cold.
Ice cubes that aren't cold are usually called water.
Yeah. Well, I put them in ice cubes and I let them sit there until this morning because I didn't raid this morning because I told my guild I wanted to play Soul Calibur.
Holy shit! Let me write this day.
Wow.
Oh, I actually did not raid. I actually played Soul Calibur this month.
That's step up. Right. No raiding.
Yeah.
Good time.
Wow. So,
I think I may go to Things Remembered and actually put this on a plaque.
It's like the day that WoW was not played.
The day anyway, WoW was not played.
Anyway, so I am truly addicted to Soul Calibur 4. I have never played a Soul Calibur up until now. I think I tried to play 3 only for the character creation, but I didn't do very well in making my character, so I didn't do it. So I never fought. So like I was like, oh, well, it's just another fighter. It's just another fighter. Well, now that I've had the Xbox 360, I'm like, you know what? I'm in the mood for a fighter. When is a good fighter going to come out? So then when this dropped, I said, you know what? I'm going to have to go and get it. I need a fighter.
I told you.
I know. And I like it. Like, I really, I'm like, oh, great. I'm like, here's another fighter that Ninja's going to, like, pwn my ass with.
Not so much. I'm
going to have to learn all the moves backwards because we're going to fight over the controllers, but we won't because we live in different places.
Yep.
So now I can learn moves frontwards now instead of backwards, which is nice. The graphics are stunning.
Yeah.
Even Eshmom had to go, wow, those are really detailed. I'm like, I know. I'm like, you can look at Talum's panties through her shirt. You can. If you can. You know, and she's like, and I'm like, and I noticed as I was playing it, I was like, wow, I'm like, the boobies, they jiggle.
Yes, they do. They,
and they don't jiggle just a little. No. They jiggle.
No, it's like a diving
like board. Like the meatier or the buffier the girl, you know, the girl is, like the more like muscle she's got, the bigger her boobs are, I've noticed.
Well, and the problem, Jesus Christ, and the problem with that is, as a person who has been beaten profusely by the booby fairy, I know that if you bounce as much as these chicks bounce,
you're in major pain.
You're in major fucking pain.
I would expect my boob to take me out like sucker punch.
Okay, you flip as much as they flip.
You get an uppercut every step.
Dude, if you were to flip as much as they flip, you would eventually hit yourself in the eye with your tit. And probably would knock yourself out. Just want to share that. But that's something that's always happened in the Soul Calibur games. Like, and it was one of those things that it was like a cheat early on in the games, is that if you went in because it was a place for you to put your age, and most people were just like, why does it matter what my age is? And the older you were, the more they bounced. To the point, if you put yourself in at 99, I mean, it was just like ridiculous. They got massively huge, and then they literally moved like, if you turned your character just to the side, they went flump, 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 and they didn't even move, like, independently. They moved together.
Kind of realistic, don't you think? Because, I mean,
No, I mean, like, a little jiggle, yes,
a little
because
looser.
If I turn, I mean, if you turn, yes, there's a little jiggle. I'm talking, like, if somebody, like, grabbed your nipple and then went flang and smacked it up and down, it would
just go, all right, let's not talk about boob brutality, please.
Sorry.
I was kind of getting into it.
But that's how
of course
they would...
you would, Magic. It's like, let's rip them off! Yes! Beat the fuck out of them!
I don't have the same social...
I know.
...acceptances that everybody else does. I find the most bizarre conversations to be the most interesting.
Well, you can learn a lot from a bizarre conversation, but one of the things that I was attracted to this Soul Calibur game, because Soul Calibur 3 was solid, but it wasn't stunning. I mean, at the time, you had DOA 4 out, you had the Tekken game was out, and then this one kind of snuck in, and it was on PS3. For a while, Soul Calibur 2, there was no exclusivity, so it was on the GameCube as well as the PS3 and the Xbox. And then each version got their own special character, so the GameCube got Link as a playable unlockable. PS2 got Heihachi as an unlockable. And Xbox got Spawn as the unlockable that you could play. And then when 3 came out, it went back to being just on the PS2. Mm-hmm. The issue was, at least for me, character creation was so limited. Like, you had pretty much 4 really different characters that you can make, even though there were a bunch of different styles. I think ultimately there were like 7 different fighting styles or 9 different fighting styles that you could choose for your person. So like Dancer, that means that they played like Tira, or Warrior, Swordsman, that kind of thing. Ultimately, there were like 3 different sets of eyes, 2 really different hairstyles, and then just versions of it being up or down in different states of up and downs. Like, oh, this is a ponytail. This is a ponytail 10 degrees lower than the last ponytail. You're like, wow, it's a ponytail. So I was really, really happy to see that this character creation was much deeper. I mean, like, crazy deep. It was the first thing I jumped into when I came in and saw that the game had arrived. I went to make a character. I was actually able to make a black character that actually looked black and not just, like, a really, really tan, like, white person.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Which was nice. The hairstyles to start off with, again, nice because you basically get to use any of the hairstyles, not just the ones specific for women, so you can kind of make a character that looks, you know, very young boyish, so an ingenue type character as well, so very young, light, either sinister or not. You can choose their alignment, and what was really nice is that you can play them through the story mode, which means you can actually now have a little bit of a background story for your made up characters, and you can have, like, I think up to like 10 made-up characters in the game, which is really nice. And then if you have one that you just don't want to use, you can get rid of them. But you can do weapons upgrades for them, as well as the existing characters. You can even tweak the look of the existing characters.
Yeah, I did earlier today with my battle maid.
But what I thought was really cool was that the tweaks that you make actually do affect their performance. Not only just their look, but their performance. So there are some things that you add... There are some things that you add that actually add to how resilient you are to taking blows. So you can actually increase your HP, or you can increase your defense or your block, or you can increase your ability to inflict more damage based on wearing a bracelet or not for your character. Or one type of outfit or not. One thing I find, the more, if you're a girl character and you show off your underwear, the more badass you are, somehow.
Unnecessarily true.
Well, I did it with Talum. I put her in the one jacket and then had her in the thing that Shura wears. So it's just kind of like, oh, look, there's a big Vaj. And go. And for some reason, my HP jumped up from 85 to 117.
So the key to this game is make your chicks naked.
Yep, make your chicks naked.
And they'll be invincible.
Invincible naked chick army. Yay!
That'd actually be kind of cool.
Actually, what I'm really looking forward to, which I am hoping we will partake of this evening, is the online play. Because this is the first time that Soul Calibur is truly going to have online play. It was supposed to be implemented when the game first came out on the Dreamcast. The Dreamcast network, however, was very limited and poorly implemented and really wasn't supported, so it really wasn't taken advantage of. So this truly is the first time that there's going to be online play for Soul Calibur, and you can take both existing characters into versus mode online, do party play, which means you can set up a team of 3-on-3, and then just like in Tekken Tag, tag out. So if you got somebody that's about to lose their health bar, tag in another party member and keep going at it, that kind of thing. Really nice. But you can also take your made-up characters online in the special verses. So I'm looking forward to probably, in all honesty, getting my ass handed to me. Because as I found out last night, all the moves that I used to know, I'm quite rusty on.
They've been tweaked. They're not exactly the same.
Some of them have been tweaked, and then you know, the only fighter that I've been playing has been DOA, where the move system is completely different. So I'm like, oh my god, my buttons aren't where my buttons are, and that doesn't do that. Oh shit, I jumped off the damn platform. It happens a lot with Talim. You're in the middle of a combo, and you're like, yeah, and then she goes to jump up and do a somersault, and you're like, motherfucker, I'm gonna jump out the... Yes, I jumped out the
ring. Jumped out the ring.
God damn it, Talim. Stay down! So that's my initial stuff, Panda.
Well,
your experience.
I went and bought the premium edition. Like, I don't know if you were talking about the difference between the regular edition and the premium edition. I
hadn't done that yet. Go ahead, tell the people.
Because in the premium edition, one, you get a really cool tin.
Duh.
Inside the tin, they give you a poster that also kind of also mimics a tournament kit. Where, you know, like, they have certain slots. And so, like, if you want to do a little tournament with your friends, you can have, like, a little, you know, record sheet.
Battle Royale!
With a little Sharpie. They give you a Sharpie.
Oh, Sharpie.
And they give you a first edition, like a little comic book, art book thing, which is actually really cool. And they give you an extra large t-shirt. No more mediums, bitches. They decided that gamers were big and needed big shirts.
I'm kind
it's
of
about
offended
fucking
true
time.
At the same time.
It's true.
I'm happy and offended. I agree. So they made a t-shirt I can wear and not have
yes,
to cut.
Yes, they finally realized I'm fat. Damn it, they realized I'm fat.
Hey, I just have
no,
to accommodate.
I just like, because at first I was like, great, this shirt's going to be way too small and my boobs are going to be like way too big. I mean, granted, when the shirt's really tight, it makes them look really nice. But at the same time, I'm like, I can't breathe. And... But I'll wear it anyway and struggle. But I won't struggle with this. And they made it an extra large.
Yay.
And fight, it's got Yoda on it and Siegfried. And it's like some fights are fought with soul.
Aww.
Which I thought was kind of cool. And obviously the game. And I'm like, woohoo. But also inside of it is this little code that you have to punch in. Like, did you not get the premium edition?
I actually have the rental.
Okay, because if you don't get the premium, you don't get character creation. The same way that you do with it.
You get extra
That's
stuff.
Not at all the same. Yeah, you get extra stuff. That's exclusive to premium people.
Yes.
So I have premium. I mean, I don't know exactly yet what I get that you might not get.
Well, what we should do is test and see.
When we play later on, we'll find out.
Yes. And you may have to give me your code.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
That's lying.
No, it's not. It's sharing.
Anyway, I have had some experience with the game, online gameplay, and not only can you, like, invite your friends to come and pwn your ass or you pwn their ass or whatever.
There's a lot of ass going on.
But there's actually a spectator, like, mode where, say, you want to fight friend A, but friend A is kicking the crap out of friend B.
Uh-huh.
So you can watch them fight.
Yeah, you can do that in DOA when you're in the online play. You can basically sit in the
spectator
lobby and then watch the fight on the screen. But then also while you've queued up waiting to take on the winner or the loser, you actually are watching the fight in front of you.
So I thought that was really cool. I mean, I've never played DOA, so I didn't know that they, you know, DOA did that. But I was like, that's really awesome. So when I'm getting my ass beat by Xenocore, you know, He was the first to bring the pwnage to Panda Town, and very fast, mind you. He was very nice about it. He's like, anytime you want to get pwned, he's like, you can play with me. And I'm like, thank you.
Yeah, appreciate that.
Appreciate that vote of confidence there, man.
Yeah.
No. So hypothetically, he could be pwning my ass, and then Toshin would be like, you know what? I want to pwn some panda ass too. So he could wait and watch Xenocore pwn my ass and then have Toshin come and pwn my ass. Or pwn
There's a lot of people on your ass right now, sis. I gotta tell you, I'm a little concerned.
You know, I thought I'd be this concerned, but I actually kind of like the attention. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to lie. You know how many gaming invites I've gotten lately? Like, do you want to come play Soul Calibur? I'm like, but I'm going to lose. I don't care. People want to play with me. Yay! Finally. I have more than 5 people on my friends list now.
Yay! I'm so proud of you.
Yeah. It's fun. I like it. I love the character creation. Not only because, you know, finally we could actually make them look like
chocolate.
But like, I spent like an hour and a half, you know, because, you know, the colors are all pixel numbered. So, you know, my character, her name's Alexia, and, you know, she looks like a battle maid. So I call her Battle Maid Alexia, which is actually kind of funny. Mm-hmm. And she wears white and blue. But, you know, I just sit there and make sure that all the whites were the exact same pixel of white. I had to make sure all the blues were the exact same pixels of blues. And then, you know, I couldn't decide if I wanted to have short hair, if I wanted to have, like, so the whole moe maid thing totally kicked in. I'm like, all right, I'm like, if she has long hair, she has to have glasses. Oh, but the glasses give her better stats. Okay. I'm like, we'll go with those glasses. Okay. And her hair has to be long and it has to, like, flow from the back. It can't be, like, over the little, like, maid hat thing. I don't know what they call those. Like, it's like a crown thing, but it's not really a crown thing. Uh-huh. Like, you know, so, but I mean,
things.
It's like, no, it's like the little, like it sticks up like a little crown, mm-hmm. like the little crown doily. It's like a doily. It's a maid doily. And
for her head.
Yeah, for her head. So I mean, after I finished creating her, you know, she's got like chainmail underneath. And I love how when you fight for a long time, like you can get bonuses during the story modes or the arcade mode if you destroy armor. Because like all of a sudden their clothes look ripped and torn and... like, all of a sudden, I'll be fighting, and, like, my skirt will rip off, and I'm like, like, I was playing with Xenocor the other night as Talon before I had made Alexia, and, like, he kept knocking off my hat, and I'm like, motherfucker, you keep tearing off my hat! And he's like,
I can kick my ass, but leave my hat the fuck alone!
And like, you know what? Boom! There goes your hat! Like, you know what? Fuck that. Like, and I think I ripped something of his off. He's like, why'd you rip my shirt for? I'm like, because I'm a shirt ripper. And like,
I'm a shirt ripper.
Shirt ripper.
I thought you were Bostonian with that.
Oh my God.
Just,
no.
Just tiny bit.
But anyway, so I mean, is there a lot of trash talking going on? Like, I've noticed a couple times that I've played today, like today and yesterday, that I'm like, I need to mute my mic because when I'm doing really well, I begin to trash talk. And then when I lose, I'm like, motherfucker. I'm gonna fuck you up. I'm just like, okay, I need to mute said mic when I get to that place.
When you get to the motherfuck place, you mute yourself?
Yes.
That's good. That's good. That's a caring thing to do. I do the same thing because
but anyway,
the same way.
I've loved the online gameplay. I have loved the character creation. I've played through the story mode with Talum and also with Alexia. Like, you actually get a story.
I just said that!
No, I'm just saying. But I liked my chick's story. I don't know if the stories are all
the same. Did you align her good or bad?
It's really funny because she looks like she's a good guy, but she's evil. She wears white, but she's evil.
See, mine, she wears black, but she's good.
We are like the inverse. That is so... creepy.
I am the mirror reflection of you, Panda.
It would be really funny if when we go up to play, we actually do look a lot alike. I will shit my pants.
I will probably pee myself.
And there we are being the inverse.
There we are again. Yep. One of the things that I don't think is getting enough credit is really how many characters are in the game. And, you know, you'd kind of mentioned it a little bit of how good the game really looks. I'm very impressed. A lot of times when you're opposing characters, or if you've ever looked at the bios in Soul Calibur, you notice that whenever you move the camera angle, even though their pose stayed, their eyes follow you around the screen. Still does that, which is kind of cool, but also very creepy. Because you're okay, you're staring at me kind of intensely, but you're not moving. Alrighty, well, I'm going to move the camera here. Oh, you're going to look at me if I move the camera there. Okie dokie.
Very, very still, and maybe it won't see you.
Yes. We do have a lot of new characters coming into the game. Some that were part of Soul Calibur 3, but weren't really playable characters. Like, Amy was actually part of Soul Calibur 3, but this go-around, she's actually a playable character, and she's been given a storyline that parallels Raphael, and I won't give that away, but she's really neat. A lot of the characters that we all know and love from Soul Calibur have come back. So Astroth's there. He's gotten a redesign, so he's definitely more rocky and scary looking. Cassandra's back. Cervantes is back. Ivy is back, and her boobs are bigger. I'm not really sure how I feel about that.
I don't know
that.
How they fit in her costume.
I'm really not very sure about that. Gravity would kind of dictate that they would not. But hey, Killik is back, Lizard Man is back, Maxi, Mitsurugi Nightmare, Raphael, Rock, Songamina, Setsuka, Siegfried, Saphidia, Talon, Taki, Tira, Voldo, Zhenghua, Yoshimitsu, Yungsung, and Zossamel, which I really wasn't looking forward to having Zossamel back because I think that he's a punk ass bitch. I don't like him, so you totally could have left him out, but whatever, you brought him in, so I'll deal. Also, some new characters. Algol, who I don't know if you've
He's
played
the
yet,
boss.
but
He
he's
plays
pretty much
the
the
sword.
boss.
I thought he
And
was a fusion of both the swords when you first play him because in his hands he's actually, has them. He is
he
them.
is. Yeah, he was the originator of trying to fuse them together, and the way he got them both was well, I won't give that away.
Yeah,
Play
don't give that away. Play it and figure it out.
it. But
No spoilers here.
and Hilde, who I've played with a little bit, she uses a lance. She kind of reminds me of Sungmina's
Not
fighting
even.
style.
She's worse to play with. I can whomp your ass with Songmina, but
Well,
he'll
because she's
dog
got some
fight.
cheap. Sungmina's got some cheap shots, which I call them cheap. But when I'm using her, I'm like, oh, but that's just how she plays. What am I gonna say? But Hilda, it takes a while to get used to her. It really does. I'm still not happy with her. You also have, like you mentioned, Yoda on the Xbox 360.
I have no
Vader.
Yoda jazz. Because he just does all these flippies, and I'm like, why can't I hit you? Why can't I kill with the lightsaber and the zoom? No. Lady Ash does not have Yoda skills. I
That's
am not
okay.
one
With the force, but that's okay. You can work. You can learn.
You can go into training, and I can spend the
You're a young Padawan. You can learn.
money.
Vader on the PS3 side, and also Dark Apprentice on both. And Dark Apprentice is actually going to be a character from the Force Unleashed game coming up. Now, it's been hinted. And really, it's not really a hint because there's video showing it and there are people talking about actually doing it. That even though right now Vader is just on the PS3 and Yoda is just on
He will
the
probably be
Xbox.
downloadable content for the PS. I mean, not the PS.
Yeah, vice versa. They'll eventually be downloadable for both systems so that those of us on the Xbox 360 can choose between the Force and not be forced into one side. Because I don't believe in forcing people to be what they're not. If you are not a light Jedi, if you align with the Sith, you should be able to align with the Sith, whether or not you're on an Xbox
You
or
know what? If that
PS3.
was the case, then when they put Link in Brawl or wherever they put that, they should have put Ganon, but they never did put Ganon.
Ganon was in previous Brawl, just not this one.
Yeah, well, they should have put him in this one. Is
You
what I'm
like Ganon
saying.
that much?
It's like I would play Ganon. I'd be like, "Fa-po," and I'd pwn.
Oh, see, I don't like Ganon.
I probably wouldn't like Ganon, but I would play
Of
Ganon.
course, I like Marth. So, how much are you really going to talk to me about that one?
I am just really hoping that more people will give Soul Calibur 4 a try. There were a lot of people that really wanted to brush it off after Legends came out on the Wii, because that was a poor excuse for anything to bear the SC title. And I can definitely tell you, just from the limited hands-on time that I've had, redeemed. I
Redeemed.
haven't even done the survival mode yet, but redeemed. So I'm giving Soul Calibur 4 a 4 out of 5.
Me too.
It's not perfect, but damn, it's
It's
solid,
close.
it's good, it's new. I love online. Thank you, thank you, thank you for character creation being deeper.
Deeper and deeper the further I. Never mind.
We are so into singing today.
Yeah, today's
Yeah.
definitely a very
Today's a
sing-song
singing
day.
day. Sing start.
It's like our musical episode or something.
Not even. We'll have one of those, I'm sure.
Yeah, we
Yeah,
will.
we need to build another one of
ESH, the musical.
those.
It's
What
like
will I talk about today?
ESH musical. You're back in class or back in black or whatever. It's got
Back on the interwebs. By the way, I just think it's funny
Here I come again. Here
the senator from Alaska that
Ow, my knee hurts.
said that the internet was a series of tubes, and that's not a dump truck. It's
I haven't thought about that in a really long time.
He's in serious trouble. You should not take nearly $250,000 worth of stuff and gifts if you're a senator. You just shouldn't do that.
God.
The internebs might not be a dump truck, but you can sure find out all kinds of dirty shit about people through it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm.
So if you haven't tried Soul Calibur 4, give it a shot. It is without a doubt worth a rental, first of all.
Definitely worth a rental.
If you like fighters at all, you should just fucking buy it. And then
yes, sirree.
If you're on the Xbox, my gamer tag is Ninja Sista.
And mine is Lady Esh. Capital E S H. You need to get on that.
You need to hurry up and get on that shit.
Jump on it.
So with that,
because I've got everything I need, I just haven't done it.
You need to do it. Just no excuses. Do it. Yes. Just like I've got those three games and your computer. And tomorrow morning, jumping in the car, going to the post office.
Sweet.
Just do it.
So with that, I think we're going to have to tell you guys, you got to keep visiting us on our website, www.electricsisterhood.com. Or you can use the short address, which is
esh.mobi. That's esh.mobi. The short address will bounce into the long one. You could check out any of our latest articles. You may want to do that. Possible tokens.
Tokens.
Token-ish.
You know, you could listen to our most current podcast on our live feed. Maybe by listening and tormenting, you might get a token.
Token.
or you could use the hit us up link. You might get a token.
Tokens.
Who knows? Just visit us. Who knows what you might get?
Tokens.
Anyway,
we probably
so
have stars.
You can listen to us there. You can listen to us on iTunes, any RSS feed, and we are part of the All Games Network, so you can find our podcast there too.
Monday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific time. You can catch our show as well as all the other shows that are part of the All Games Radio Network family, including Dead Pixel Live, Super Happy Fun Time Show, Evil Avatar, All Games Interactive, Ultimate Quest, Platform Nation. I mean, the list is large. We are like a big family. You should come be part of the family.
Family.
Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. All right.
Comment on our podcast with me.
You get tokens.
Maybe.
Possibly. So I guess with that, I'm going to have to call this podcast Toast.
Toasted.
Yeah. Pretty toasted.
Ladies, what you doing with your toast?
I'm turning my toast into pork chops and rice and Spanish beans.
You suck.
No, that's what Hot Mess is for. He cooks me dinner. And it tastes so good.
Magic.
Oh my god, it's like food sex.
In your mouth?
In my mouth.
That's usually
it's
where
like
it
food
goes.
In my mouth.
It's like food in my mouth. It's so good. Magic.
I guess I'll have to hotwire mine so that I can get Xbox 360
okay,
live.
Okay, please do. Please do. Okay, let's make the electrical toast happen, people. I like this. I like this a lot. Me, I'm just going to turn my toast into a pizza because I'm hungry now and I don't have anybody to cook me pork chops. And I also do not have pork chops.
It's all gone.
Mm. You suck. Okay. So, as always, I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
Mr. Girl.
We are out.
What are you eating?
She's eating what she just said she was going to turn her toast into. Bitch.
You're already eating it?
She's already eating
it. Yeah.
We haven't finished the show and she's already eating it.
I'm fucking hungry.
Well, I'm Ninja Sista. She's fucking hungry.
I'm fucking hungry. That should be my new handle. Fucking hungry.
Fucking hungry. I'm fucking hungry.
I love fucking eating.
Okay. And that's Magic Mitch Stick. I think we're going to be out of here.
I think it's time for us to go too.
Yeah, I think it's over.